Hey everybody, Mark Ashton coming to you here on May 28th from the Forbidden City in China. I don't know if you know anything about the Forbidden City, but it's the place where the emperors of China lived from the years 1421 to 1911. I mean, imagine a dynasty that lasted for 500 years, one single palace that it was in the same place. You know, it reminds me a little bit of Solomon, who he built gorgeous palaces and other things like that. Although there was only three generations in his dynasty, he was a great king. And this gives a great setting for the book of Ecclesiastes. Now, Ecclesiastes has traditionally been attributed to Solomon because of the numerous verses in chapter 1, verse 1, and other places. But it's been attributed to Solomon as the king of Israel in all his glory. Solomon was the wealthiest king that ever ruled Israel. He was a man who was sought worldwide. He was a dude with 700 wives and 300 concubines. His life was never boring. Now, the author identifies himself as the son of David, a king over Israel in Jerusalem, a teacher, one who's devoted to explore wisdom and all that's done under the sun. Plus, he's wiser than any king that has ever ruled Jerusalem before him. Many commentators, however, think that this was written later, not by Solomon, but by a wise person who was posing as Solomon, imagining himself in Solomon's position. And whether it was written by Solomon or from his perspective, I'll make my commentary as though he was the author. Now, the key to Ecclesiastes is that in the entire book, there's the assumption that there is no God. Now, this is kind of a spoiler, but in the end, in chapter 12, verses 3 through 4, it tells that there's meaning that's found in God alone, and everything else is meaningless. It kind of spoils the ending, like the Sixth Sense movie, but it's important to note early as you read Ecclesiastes so you're not too depressed by the themes that you find there. Because the opening themes are these: meaningless, meaningless, everything is meaningless. It's just a chasing after the wind. People come, people go, there's birth, there's death, but ultimately everything is meaningless. You're gonna die, you're gonna be forgotten, all is meaningless. The teacher said, I got involved in all kinds of building projects. This too was meaningless. It's not far off from the Chinese emperors that lived here in the Forbidden City, and they too made massive building projects. The aesthetic and community value may have been attractive to them, but ultimately Solomon says that's meaningless as well. I wonder if Solomon said, you know what, of all these things that I've put together, I can't find any meaning in all of it. He said the same thing about wealth. I accumulated all kinds of wealth. I thought that money might give me the experiences that I thought I sought. I even sought for meaning in sexual exploits and gave myself fully to my work, but none of these things ever gave me any meaning. Ecclesiastes is a book of pessimism from a guy who had everything. The pessimism is expressed in its most extreme form at the end of chapter 3. Man's fate, the preacher says, is like that of the animals. The same fate awaits them both. As one dies, so does the other. All have the same breath. Man has no advantage over the dust, and to dust all men will return. Wow, that is a bummer view on life. And that's where materialism leads. That's where wealth leads. That's where power leads. That's what one of the richest men in the history of the world said happens in your life. Meaningless, meaningless, everything is meaningless. You know, if the book of Ecclesiastes stopped right here, it would be totally depressing. I mean, just kind of roll up in a little ball, get in the fetal position, and suck your thumb. But keep on reading, because good news is coming. God really is real, and that, combined with an eternal perspective, makes all the difference in the world. Whether you're in power or whether you're the servant, it's true for everybody. Well, this has been Mark Ashton coming to you from Beijing, China, in the Forbidden City. Keep on reading. I promise Ecclesiastes gets better than the reading today.